ethically and in every way ethically. And so I started to follow this argument between Gandhi and Ambedkar back into the past, into just following the thread of caste, and then taking it back into South Africa, where Gandhi played a terrible role, and is held up as a Mahatma. And I of course know that you can't say these things about Gandhi. I haven't said anything. I've just reproduced his own writing from 1893 up to 1948, and things he says about black people, about workers, about women, about Dalits in particular. He's known as someone who campaigned against untouchability, which we must remember is the performative and ritual end of caste. But he believed in caste. He said it was the genius of Hindu society, that everyone should pursue their hereditary and God-given opportunity.
We've got so much to talk about, and we've got so little time. I mean, India has big issues, obviously, and it's a very big country. I did want to just finish on the role of women, because many of us were surprised 2 years ago when the whole issue of rape and the treatment of women was exploded into the global eye. And then in more recent weeks, we've had this astonishing case of finding out how many women in India are sterilised. And it's over a third of women are sterilised. Is there coercion there? Is it voluntary? Is that what women want? Is that an expression of their choice?
Well, let's start with female feticide. You know, first of all, more than a million girl children are murdered before they are born. Then they are murdered after they are born by their own parents, right? And then there is all this sterilization which has happened, because actually in 1977 there was a huge scandal during the emergency where they were sterilizing the men. So now they've given up that and they're forcibly sterilizing women. And many,
forcibly
many,
or voluntarily?
I mean, in a country with poverty of that level, you're saying, in the papers you would have read, they were saying, we'll give you some eggs and bread, and you know, for, and they didn't even get that, you know, and they died on the operation table. And you have, of course, I mean, everybody talks about the December the rape and gang rape and murder on the bus. They forget that in Gujarat, when our current prime minister was the chief minister, he oversaw a pogrom. He presided over a pogrom in which thousands of women were gang raped and murdered on the streets of Gujarat.
Guess what record is number one in the UK music charts at the moment? Yes, it's Band Aid 30, Do They Know It's Christmas. It is, in fact, the fastest selling record of the year. It's sold more than 250,000 copies so far, which reminds us of another generous charity recording, Africans for Norway, offering sympathy and radiators to the sad people with such a cold climate.
In Norway gets a freezing.
It's time for us to get this heat enough for Norway.
If Africans would say,
goes back a couple of years, but it's resurfaced on Twitter, and its point is as relevant as ever, that we in the West enjoy wallowing in African misery, in the process portraying the whole continent in cliched one-dimensional terms. Earlier, Evan was joined by one of the people who dreamt up that clip, but first, they've made one or two other pastiche videos.
It's my first time in Africa, and as a young mother, I'm really looking forward to meeting the children.
Your father, where is he?
My father left when I was 2 years old. He went to look for a job, and he never returned ever since. So I've been the man of the house. Is this your first charity appeal?
Kurt! Michelle, you must stick to the script.
Well, one of the folks behind that video is Jorn Vikner Pedersen, who joins us from Oslo. And with me here in the studio is the filmmaker and journalist Soria Samura from Sierra Leone and Oxfam's Director of Communications, Jack Lundy. Good evening to you all.
Hi.
Jorn, I'd like to start with you. I mean, what exactly is the point you are making with these videos?
Well, we wanted to challenge the stereotypical ways that we way too often
to get him on the mat to avoid the